This is Healthy Heart Meditation with Touching the Heart, a heart rhythm meditation practice. To prepare for a heart rhythm meditation, find a quiet location where you can sit comfortably. Set aside approximately 10 to 15 minutes for this guided meditation. Remember that disturbances like noise or your own wandering mind are part of the practice. So even if you can't find a perfectly quiet place to meditate, that's fine. Make that part of the challenge of your practice. Just note any distractions around you or within you and return to focusing on your breath and your heartbeat. Remember, heart rhythm meditation is designed to be used in the midst of life, not to remove us from everyday life. Adopt a royal upright posture. You're sitting in a chair, probably. Your spine should be straight. Your shoulders are back and relaxed. The chest is open. Your hands are resting comfortably on your lap, either palms up or palms down. This is called the royal posture, because you are engaged in a noble endeavor, and your posture reflects this. Close your eyes and enjoy turning your attention within. Cultivate a sense of inner stillness and rootedness in the sitting posture. You are vast yet grounded. This is also called the monolithic state. Begin to simply notice your breathing patterns, your normal everyday breath. Connect with your breath. Notice the inhales, the exhales. Notice when the inhale becomes the exhale, when the exhale becomes the inhale. Try to follow the stream of breath. You should be breathing in and out through the nose. Continue this for several breath cycles. Now we're going to gently intervene into our normal breathing pattern. And the first intervention in heart rhythm meditation is to extend your exhale and make it several seconds longer and more complete than usual. Use your abdominal muscles to actually squeeze out the last bit of air and breath that stays in our lower lungs. As you squeeze out that last bit of breath, at the end of that, then just release, and you should feel a rush of energy, air, breath coming into your belly, which fills like a balloon and expands. And after the belly is full, then the rib cage expands. And this is the full breath. This is the inhale. One secret about breathing is if you want to inhale more breath, you need to first exhale more breath. And so that is the first intervention here. And we'll go ahead then and emphasize the exhale for the next few breath cycles. And now for the second intervention into our normal breathing pattern, we want to extend the inhales and make them longer and deeper than usual and similar in length to the exhale. And on your inhale, when you get to the top of the inhale or you feel like you've taken all the breath in that you can, try to hold at the top of the inhale, and even though you may feel there's no more air coming in, see if you can feel the energy that's continuing to come in into your lungs, into your heart. And really stretch the inhale there, that last inch. And now the third intervention in heart rhythm meditation is to hold the next inhale at the top of the inhale. Hold the breath for 3 or 4 seconds or longer if you comfortably can. and listen and feel inside your chest for the sensation of the physical heartbeat. The longer you hold the breath, the more likely you are to feel the heartbeat. In addition, if you want, you can place your palm or fingertips over your heart, or you can contact your pulse point at the wrist or at the throat. Find that pulse or feel the heartbeat. And once you have that pulse or heartbeat, then we're going to use the rhythm of that pulse to make your inhales and exhales the same length, maybe 6 to 8 beats. So on the next exhale, count the number of heartbeats that you have during your next complete exhale, and then make your inhale the same number of heartbeats. So maybe you're exhaling 8 beats out and inhaling 8 beats in. Enjoy the synchronicity of breath and heart. And this is home base for heart rhythm meditation right here. Full conscious breath, rhythmic with awareness of pulse heartbeat. We have two objectives in the swinging breath. The first is to make our breath very rhythmic, like a swing or pendulum. Second is to notice any emotions that arise during the practice through observing when the breath becomes suddenly arrhythmic. Imagine a swing in front of you. As you breathe out, the breath carries the swing away from your chest area, and as you breathe in, the breath draws the swing back to you again. Visualize a heavy swinging pendulum and let the swing move your breath in and out. No pause now in breathing after the inhalation or the exhalation. Your inhales and exhales are the same length. You're breathing in and out through the nose, using your pulse or heartbeat as a metronome to balance your inhales and exhales. Now, alter the direction of your swing to be downward, to lightly touch your heart on the exhale, and upward, lifting off of your heart on the inhale. Keep the smooth, steady, even inhale and exhale pattern of the swinging breath. Notice any sensations or emotions that accompany the exhale lightly touching down upon the heart. How are these different from the sensations and emotions of the breath rising, lifting up on the inhale? Cultivate gratitude for any emotions that the practice brings to your attention. We are giving our heart the power of our breath and our attention. This practice of touching the heart strengthens our heart so that it can begin integrating past life experiences while keeping up at the same time with the present moment. This increased emotional resilience has far-reaching benefits in every arena of our lives. And so continue with the swinging breath, touching down lightly upon your heart on the exhale, and rising, lifting up off of the heart on the inhale. Retain a sense of the swinging breath and waves of peace with awareness of your pulse or heartbeat. After rain, after many days without rain, it stays cool, private, and cleansed under the trees. And the dampness there, married now to gravity, falls branch to branch, leaf to leaf, down to the ground, where it will disappear, but not, of course, vanish, except to our eyes. The roots of the oaks will have their share, and the white threads of the grasses and the cushions of moss, a few drops, round as pearls, will enter the mole's tunnel. And soon, so many small stones, buried for 1,000 years, will feel themselves being touched. And now return to normal breathing. Notice any thoughts, emotions, body sensations. Notice the space around you. And when you're ready, you can slowly stretch in your chairs and then gently open your eyes. Thank you.